Let's move on to something that I know is near and dear to all of us. And you, we were talking about this before, so I know what your 10 essential points are. The next one is just so superlative because we were talking about this as I was sitting in a Starbucks, and they're known for selling a decent coffee at a high price and giving fantastic customer service. And that's why they're, you know, leaps ahead of any other coffee chain ever invented. So is customer service one of the 10 essentials?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I feel that customer service is absolutely a skill that can be learned. And it really, this is one of my favorite sayings, it's not that hard to be good when so many places are so bad. But you need to be better than good. I believe that your practice needs to be extraordinary in order to be able to separate your practice from the competition. And everyone in the practice, from the doctor and staff on to everybody, needs to buy into the process. As I've written about, I think this commitment to exceptional customer service and the customer service experience needs to be an integral part of the DNA of the practice.
No question. And, you know, you could probably give, you know, some people say, and it's so true, it's about doing all the little things right. There's not one big thing, it's doing hundreds of little things correctly. So obviously, we don't have time to talk about 100 little things to do correctly, but what are some of the biggies that you see that are great customer service practices that anyone could do?
Well, for sure, emergencies should always be seen the date of the call. I mean, if somebody calls and they've got a problem, whether it's an existing patient or a new patient, we've got to be able to see them the day that they call. And I think that everybody in the practice, especially anybody who's answering the telephone, needs to try to never say the word no, okay? I mean, it's a simple rule, but it's hard to implement. We've talked about, the 8 words that you should put into your vocabulary instead of saying no is the best way that I can help you is. It's so much more positive. So the key to great customer service is making people feel special. Nothing's too difficult. Nothing is a problem. Leave it to us to take good care of you. The customer's always right. This is what's going to be part of the way that your practice operates. Now, the telephone is the entrance to every dental practice. And this, of course, is especially important for new patient calls. The new patient call is an opportunity to, right from the get-go, start building a relationship. I mean, that telephone call routinely could be a 15-minute conversation. And I want, and somebody says to me, well, how can I spend 15 minutes on the telephone? Isn't it hot? I've got too many other things to do. And they say, well, how many new patients do you get a month? You know, 10, 20? I mean, you know, those 15 minutes are extraordinarily important. I want the patient to get off that call and say, wow, I have never had that kind of an experience with any doctor that I ever called. So, you know, to some, the person answering your phone just might be the most important person in your office. And by the way, just as an aside, I feel that there's 2 times when somebody that's answering the telephone should never be interrupted. One is when they're talking to a new patient, and the second is when they're making financial arrangements. So what I tell all my clients is that when anybody who's on the telephone talking to a new patient, they have a telephone intake slip in front of them, which should be a totally different color, blue, green, purple, I don't care what it is, from any other paper in the office. And so anybody in the practice knows that when somebody's on the telephone with a purple piece of paper in front of them, they're talking to a new patient. I already mentioned the importance of post-treatment telephone calls. I mean, and the doctor does this, not a staff member. This is definitely impressive to patients. So I think that there's a million things you could do, but I think the important thing is that you need to concentrate on total customer service, and totally connecting to do this can only happen if you've got a great team. And I think that by concentrating on customer service, you're going to create a big funnel for attracting new patients to the practice. And of course, more new patients means you're going to be successful.
No question about it. That was great stuff. And I love your little phrase, instead of saying no, the best way I can help you is. That's so good. And it reminds me of, I know that we were talking about never saying no with some, I think we were doing an in-office consult, and somebody said, well, how about if somebody calls and says, you know, do you have Saturday hours? And we don't have Saturday hours. So you've got to, you know, sometimes you have to think quickly, but I think the example was, you can say something like, you know, do you have Saturday hours? Oh, I see that maybe traditional office hours aren't right for you. May I offer you a Tuesday evening? Would that work for you? And I think it's something that you need to practice at team meetings too, answering these difficult questions in a way that just will please the patient and let them know how caring you are, even though technically the answer may be no.
You got it.
Yeah. Excellent. Customer service is so great. Okay.